Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Whew. Wild trip out there. It just keeps getting wilder. And your new Trends Journal is going out shortly. And there's the cover. The Trends Journal told you gold prices would sizzle, equity markets would fizzle. What's next? What to do? Get history before it happens. Only the Trends Journal. And this isn't BS. Go back and look at your cover of your Trends Journal, February 4th. You got it. Dot-com bust 2.0. The NASDAQ is in correction territory. Today, NVIDIA went down over 3%. One stock after another, they came out with a new big hit, didn't work. Again, we're telling you what's going on. It's not what you want, what you like, what you wish for, what is. And we're giving you the what is. Or else you could subscribe to the toilet paper record, the New York slime. Look at this fucking bullshit. $5. $5 for the Sunday edition. And this is what they call the business section. You can't make this shit up unless you're a real fucking shithead. Here, this is the front page. All of this stupid fucking bullshit comic book crap, what they call art. DEI. Diversity goals? What diversity goals? Hey, I need trend forecasting. How is this helping me? They don't know dick about shit, and that's why they write about shit, and that's why the other one's the Wall Shit Journal. It's disgusting what's happened, and it's just terrible, but we're giving you everything we can. Again, we call the shots. You look at the cover of this week's Trends Journal that's going out shortly, and it says it all. Gold prices would sizzle, equity markets would fizzle. What's next? What to do? Get history before it happens. And you look today, gold, $3,032 an ounce. Could you believe it? $3,032 an ounce. Gold prices are up almost $1,000 an ounce since we made that trend forecast that 2024 would be a golden year for gold, and this year it's sizzling. And again, the game keeps changing. When Trump got in office, poof, gold prices went down. How come? Well, the dollar went up. Trump was going to be this great president. And it just goes back and forth. One day, a different story. Hour by hour, day by day, keeps changing the tune. The tariff threats, on and on. And by the way, he sold himself as a peace candidate. How about a piece of shit candidate? Oh, no, we don't want to go to war against Iran. Oh, did you hear him as they bombed the hell out of Yemen? Iran's supplying with them, and Iran's going to be punished for this. Oh, look what's going on in Israel. Hey. Oh, Trump, you closed down all those universities, getting rid of people, that throwing them out of the country, prosecuting them for coming out against Israeli genocide. That, in your Trends Journal, the government supports. Yep. What's going on there? They killed over 400 Palestinians in Gaza. The place is bombed to ruin. Israel murders more than 400 Palestinians in new airstrikes. Ceasefire dead. Trump coordinated. It's in your Trends Journal. Israel has violated the ceasefire deal. This maniac, murderous bastard, Netanyahu, wants to stay in office, is doing everything he can, and he keeps ramping up that war. Where is the outrage of what's going on in the slaughter of these people in front of everybody's eyes? Shut up, Celente. What's wrong with you? Go to Fox. You know, go to MSNBC. Go to CNN. Don't talk about this stuff. Talk about bullshit. There's a clip of Trump saying on Fox with Maria Bartiromo about all the Palestinian people are good leader people. And she said, well, their leaders aren't good, or something stupid like that. You call yourself a journalist. You're a prostitute. You're a media whore that gets paid to put out by your corporate pimps and government whoremasters. And Trump's full of shit. If Israel and the United States align against Iran and this goes to war, you're going to see Brent crude, which is now playing around $70 a barrel, go to $120, $130 a barrel, and that's going to crash the equity markets and the global economy. And again, we've got all the facts here in your Trends Journal about the global economy, what's going on, and the dangers that lie ahead. Oh, today, Bitcoin, what happened? Bitcoin still hanging in that 82,000 range, was down some 2%. So here's what's happened. Gold has taken the sparkle out of Bitcoin. Yeah. And the other cryptos. Gold is shining brighter than we've ever seen it. And I've been at this. My first buy of gold was in 1978. Like about $183 an ounce, something around that price. And now we're at $3,000 an ounce. Could you imagine? This thing is going to keep going because of the geopolitical uncertainty and the Trump game that nobody knows how it's going to be played out, and he doesn't either. So, and you're looking at, again, the stocks are going down. Tomorrow, the Fed heads are going to meet for the final day, and it's a 99% likelihood that they're going to hold rates steady. But when the economy goes down, Trump is going to lower interest rates, the dollar's going to go down, and gold prices are going to keep going up. So going back to your Trends Journal this week, the economic update, an update like you won't read anywhere else, the facts are all there. Again, we said gold prices would sizzle and the market would fizzle. And it's happening in front of everybody's eyes. U.S. budget deficit surges toward $1 trillion to set year-to-date record. Again, one of our wild cards, and that's the wild, again, I've been at this 45 years, never have we had a top trend as a wild card. And they're being played. The joke is wild. And we got the Trump card that's playing the wild card. You can't make this shit up. So I believe they're going to jack up gold prices big time and say that we got all this gold at Fort Knox and we're covering our debt. That's a bet. The new gold rush. Yep. Bullion's flying into New York. It ain't stopping. Okay. Oh, when the economy falls, jobs go with it. Week after week, we've been putting all of these job losses and all the businesses going out of business trends. Nobody's giving you this. The dire consequences are there. Oh, and you see retail sales that came out yesterday. When you put inflation, real inflation in, retail sales are down. They're not flat. They're down. The people are running out of dough. Oh, and the restaurants are getting hit. Yeah. And it's just going to keep going on. The fashion, the luxury, we've been doing this for weeks after weeks, month after month, year after year. Luxury sales are going down. The fish rots at the head down, and it's starting to rot all the way down. What else do we have here? Confidence among small businesses drops for the third straight month. Major airlines, they're all cutting back. The bump that happened after the COVID war, it's over. It's over and it's going down. And again, the fashion conglomerates aren't that fashionable anymore. $1 trillion sell-off hits India's stock market. We're giving you the world. And by the way, what did we say? AI's going China. That's going to be the way. Yeah. You see the Hang Seng going up and the tech stocks going up in China? So this is real, and it's not going to stop. Great articles in here. You got to read the one by Phil Giraldi, The Death of Free Speech in America. The vaccines cause autism. Richard Gale and Gary Null. When Dissent Becomes Crime by John and Nisha Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. And Gregory Manarino, The Stock Market. Is this the big one? And again, you know the slogan of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. We put the articles out there and you do what you want with them. We give you the facts. It's up to you to decide if you want to be an entrepreneur or not. And again, when it comes to technocracy, there's nobody anywhere, any place that knows this stuff more than Joe Duran, the technocracy man. One of his great books, Be Human. Yep, you get it on Amazon, whole section on technocracy. Yep, trends in high-tech science, whole section by Ben Davis, whole section in AI, trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics. And this is an important one, what I said about Trump. Iran refuses to bow to Trump, who they say doesn't keep his word anyway. So here's what we do as trend forecasters. We go to travel the world. We go to Press TV, IRNA, ISNA, Tehran Times. We want to hear what the Iranians have to say. As I said, we go to Haaretz, Israeli. We pay for subscription. We go to Times of Israel, Jerusalem Post. We want to hear what they have to say. Go to Europe, Euronews, DW. We go. Want to hear what everybody else, France 24, everybody. We got to hear what they want to say. United States, and then we say what's going on. So we're giving you all sides so you can prepare, prevail, and prosper. We are in the most dangerous times at any time. Trump came out, you know, he's going to end the war. Remember the Ukraine war in 24 hours. And he came out and said, you know, if this escalates, it's going to be World War III, which we've been saying. But speaking out of both sides of his mouth, he's not going to say what's going on if Israel and the United States attack Iran. That's World War III. You're going to see a Middle East explosion like we've never seen in the history of the world, part one or part two. Again, you got 91 million Iranians against 7 million Jewish people. You don't have to be good at math to figure this out. And they're very advanced militarily. But if you believe the bullshit that they say in the Western press and the Israeli press, Iran can't fight their way out of anything. They're wrong. What else do we have here? Oh, you ready? Top German weapons manufacturer prepares for windfall as EU takes out credit card for war. So now you got these stupid fucking morons in the EU ramping up their economy, artificially building it up. Germany's economy, the third largest in the world as of March 25th of this year, is in recession. And now they're going deeper into debt to build up the military. One European country after another, as their economies are going down, got some. You go to war with Russia, it's the end of life on Earth. All right? It's nuclear war. Where are the people? How come they're not outraged about this? Not a peep. And all those religions. Hey, Easter time's coming, all you Christians. Hey, how about the Prince of Peace? How come you're not out there for peace? Because you're pieces of shit. That's why. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Oh, that's right. People say a warrior, you're a fighter. Hey, a fuckface. This is Jesus Christ, right? Making a whip. A whip. You got it. A whip. The Prince of Peace made a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple. You mean the Goldman Sachs gang? No, the Merrill Lynch mob. No. Wells Fargo. Oh, Citigroup. Grow the fuck up. They're taking us to war. They're destroying the economy in front of us. The economy's going down for we the people of Slavelandia, and the rich are getting richer. And again, the facts are all there. Presidential reality show. Yep. Department of Justice unleashes anti-Semitism hunters to four major cities. You come out against the Israeli genocide and you go to jail, basically. This is disgusting. Where is the outrage? Where is the outrage? And just to show that you're not an anti-Semite, Jewish alumni from Columbia signed letter in defense of Khalil, that guy that they're throwing out. Yep. Jewish Voices for Peace, whole major protest inside Trump Tower last week. Yep. Jewish people are opposed to this. Just like not all Germans love the Nazis or all Italians love Mussolini. All right? Or all Americans like L.B. Jerkoff or Richard Nixon or Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Barack Obama or Slick Willie Clinton. And again, you know the way I feel about politicians. Dun, da, da, da. Dun, da, da, da. And you can get it by going to Trends Journal. Yep, you go to that shop thing there and get one, because that's who's doing it to us. A bunch of shitheads are running the show in a country near you. Yeah, what else do we have here? Americans are burning out younger ages. Why? We tell you why. Majority of Americans spend half their paychecks before checks even clear, which highlights the financial crisis that the average person is going through and where the markets are going. So here's the deal. Get this straight, everybody. Again, I'm at this a lot of years. I know the story. The people are hurting now. No question about it. The facts are all there. They're in the numbers. When the markets go down, that's when the crisis really happens. Because then the people really know how bad it is. Yeah, they're suffering now. But when the bigs go down and the equity markets crash, that's when it hits Main Street. And that is around the corner. We're staying with our forecast for a dot-com bust. There are wild cards that have never been played like this before. And it's going to be a rough time ahead. So we're giving you everything we can to keep you on top of the news and ahead of the trends. So subscribe to the Trends Journal. Get history before it happens. Grand total of $2.56 a week. And don't forget tomorrow, Salenti and the Judge Andrew Napolitano, a man of men when it comes to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. See you tomorrow.